Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. And welcome back as we continue to make our way to Christmas. And in this season, we will settle down in the fourth chapter of the New Testament book of Galatians, with our focus being verses 4 and 5. Let me give you a flavor for that before we return to the introduction, which we began yesterday. Galatians 4, 4 and 5. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that He might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Did you hear the good news at verse 4? God sent forth His Son. That captures the magnificent meaning, the true meaning of Christmas. In the society in which we live, people have made Christmas all about themselves. But for us, as Christians, Christmas is all about God. God sent forth His Son. Please do plan to be with us in the weeks ahead, and invite someone to join you. Another believer, perhaps, who needs to be strengthened and encouraged in their faith, and or someone who is not a believer and needs to hear the good news of the gospel. I guarantee you will hear the gospel in Galatians, because that is what this book is all about. It deals with how God justifies, how God accepts a sinner. The answer is by faith, not by good works. And we will see that as we proceed. And yet even here in part two of our introduction, this comes out. So a quick review, then more on the people we meet in Galatians, the Judaizers. As we said last time, the author is the Apostle Paul, and the recipients of the letter are Christians in the churches located in an area of Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey, known as Galatia. These are churches Paul planted or started in his first missionary journey, recorded for us in the book of Acts. And Paul writes to them a stern correction. The correction was not about their behavior, as say it was with the Corinthians. Rather, the correction dealt with what they believed. The Apostle Paul is outraged that they have begun to accept the teaching of the Judaizers. I will remind you of them in a moment, but here let me say that if you read all of Galatians, which is well worth your time, you will sense Paul's deep emotion. He writes passionately from his heart. J. Vernon McGee says this was Paul's fighting epistle. As Romans came from his head, Galatians comes from his heart. And this is because Paul had no tolerance for legalism. The Apostle Paul believed to the core of his being that justification was by faith alone. Every sinner that has ever lived or will ever live is saved by grace alone, through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. Our supposed good works do not ever save us from the wrath and judgment of God. As God declares in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment. Anyone who pursues God with their good works, completing religious rituals. Anyone who says, God, I am good enough for you, will be rejected by the living God. But anyone who comes to God by faith in Jesus Christ will be accepted by the living God. This is Paul's message to the Galatians. And he has to write this message convincing them of the truth, because the Judaizers did not accept justification by faith alone. They wanted to mix in good works, and their message was getting acceptance among the churches. Who is a Judaizer? A Judaizer is a person who lives like a Jew. To Judaize was to take Gentile Christians and to force them to conform to the Old Testament Mosaic law. In particular, for males to be circumcised as requirement for salvation. The Judaizers taught that in order for a Christian to truly be right with God, he had to live like a Jew, to follow Jewish customs and laws. Then he would be acceptable in the sight of God. Here is the key. Judaizers taught a combination of grace through Jesus Christ and works through the keeping of the law was how someone was truly saved, truly Christian, truly acceptable to holy God. They believed in both grace and works, or grace plus works for salvation. And so this set the battle line between Paul the Apostle and the Judaizers who were infiltrating the Galatian churches. Paul, the teacher of faith, versus the Judaizers, the teachers of works. I want to quote today from the outstanding work of Kenneth S. Wiest, spelled W-U-E-S-T, W-U-E-S-T, in Wiest's Word Studies on Galatians in the Greek New Testament for the English Reader. As an introduction to Galatians, he says this. I'm quoting Dr. Wiest now. The Judaizers try to destroy Paul's teaching by two methods. First, they endeavor to depreciate Paul's apostolic position and set up the 12 apostles as the real interpreters of Christ, in order that they might thereby discredit Paul's authority as a teacher of grace. They argued that Paul was not one of the original 12. He had not listened to Christ's voice. He had not seen Christ's face, been sent out like them at Christ's express command. Furthermore, they said that Paul had not received the gospel by direct revelation from Christ, as had the others, but gathered it secondhand from the 12. Well, let me interrupt and interpret for a minute. The Judaizers worked tirelessly to discredit Paul as an authentic and genuine apostle of Jesus Christ, so that they could then attack and destroy Paul's teaching. If Paul is not a legitimate apostle, then he does not have Christ's authority to teach that justification is by faith alone, without works. If Paul had not received the gospel by direct revelation from Christ, then who is he to say that works played no part in salvation from sin? The Judaizers were smart. Attack the man and his credentials, and they had a shot at winning over the minds and hearts of the Galatians to their teaching, which was faith plus works equals salvation from sin. Okay, Kenneth Wiest continues now, quote, the second method the Judaizers used was to substitute a salvation by works system for the doctrine of pure grace which Paul preached. Paul therefore found it necessary to defend his apostolic authority, which he does in the first two chapters of Galatians, and to show that salvation was by grace before the Mosaic law was given. And this Paul does in Galatians chapters 3 and 4. Then, because the teachings of the Judaizers were working havoc in the lives of the Galatian Christians, Paul found it necessary to introduce some corrective measures, emphasizing the ministry of the Holy Spirit to the Christian, which he does in chapters 5 and 6. End quote. Now that's an extensive quote, but important. I hope you caught it in full. In what I just read, we have the outline of the book of Galatians. Paul begins in chapters 1 and 2 with the personal. He defends his apostolic authority. Indeed, he is a legitimate apostle, just the same as the 12 in the Gospels. And Paul has received the gospel by direct revelation from Christ. Read Galatians chapters 1 and 2 and watch as Paul destroys the first argument that Judaizers have made to the Galatians. Then in chapters 3 and 4 is the doctrinal, or if you would prefer, the teaching section of the letter. Here is where Paul really pounds away with great clarity the doctrine of justification by faith alone. Faith alone, without works, is how God accepts sinners. This staunchly opposes the false teaching, the heresy of the Judaizers, that the works of an individual gives him or her acceptance with God. And then chapters 5 and 6 are the practical section in which Paul exhorts the Galatian Christians to hold fast to his teaching and to firmly reject the false teaching of those Judaizers. Now, I want to point something out to you. Our verses, Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, our verses are in the doctrinal, the teaching section. That means what these verses say is crucial to what we believe as Christians. The birth of Jesus Christ, God sending forth his Son, this is essential to the gospel, which teaches that God justifies us. God accepts us by faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. If Jesus were never born, we would have no hope with God. Each of us Christians would instead be hell-bound sinners, rushing straight forward into the judgment and eternal fires of hell. But Christ was born. And when you come back tomorrow, I'll have much more on this as we end the week together. So join me then, for God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.